bow your prayers again this morning. As always, I have a few little thoughts the Lord has given me recently, and I have a little exercise to do first. And when I say exercise, I mean literal exercise for me. So I'm going to get something here. Can you guys tell that this is kind of heavy? Oh, okay. All right, so, and let me demonstrate something else here. Okay, so now you get a little sound effect. All right, so this big backpack, I'm going to ask you folks in here. We'll start with the children first. How much do you think this backpack weighs? Any of the children? Take any guesses?
89.
89, okay. Someone else said 50? Okay. Anyone else? Any guesses? I'm not faking it either. any other guesses? Those two are pretty good guesses.
75,
okay. Must think I'm pretty strong. 130, wow. Okay, so to be fair, and maybe I'm not this week really, but anyway, it's only 44 pounds. But it is kind of awkward because it's like, yeah, anyway. So given this backpack weighs 44 pounds, and as I put it up on my shoulder again, what would be a reason why I would walk around with this backpack like this? Anybody? Why would I be doing this besides demonstration?
That's something valuable in it you don't want to leave behind.
Okay. All right. That's a good one.
Develop muscle.
Develop muscle, yeah. And that relates to, I've noticed some young men and other people that do training with heavy backpacks, whether it's for sports or if you're going to do climbing or hiking, they'll put weights in their backpacks and go hiking to prepare for something bigger. And you could say, you know, sometimes young men will compete, say, okay, who can carry the most weight, the longest or whatever. But so the next question is, as I'm walking around holding this backpack, what else am I able to do? Can I do anything else? I mean, my hands are kind of occupied. Now, I could put both straps on, but that would be a challenge. But anyway, but as you can tell, both my hands are occupied. There's not much I can do besides just carry this backpack around. Okay, so now if I drop the load, now what can I do? First of all, I can rest. And then what? A lot of things, sure. So that's that's a heavy backpack. So maybe afterwards, if any of y'all want to, you know, go jogging with it, would be great. Okay, so I actually want to turn to scripture that relates to this morning, and it's in Psalms, the 37th chapter. It's a very familiar scripture. Psalms 37 and 5. It says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." So I want to focus on the first part there. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Commit. So that word commit in the Hebrew word is galal, which means literally or figuratively to roll, okay? So like in the Bible days, rolling a burden on, say, like a burden bearer, say someone was carrying a big backpack, a big load like this, they could take it and put it in a cart or something that an ox was pulling, or just put it on the ox or camel itself. And so it would be like, okay, I'm just going to unload it here. and roll my burden off, okay? And then modern terms, of course, we use trucks and trailers and tractors and all kinds of equipment like that. But thinking of this part, roll, it says, roll thy way upon the Lord, again in the Hebrew. So that's what I want to start with this morning. So I'm going to write the first part on the board here. So the first part of our thought this morning is roll it on the Lord. Just like I did with the backpack. I unloaded it and put it on the little platform back there. But to think of this in our own lives, you know, we have the same privilege to roll our burdens and our cares upon the Lord. To roll it on the Lord. Just like this platform. It's not bought. I mean, this platform, it's like, it's no big deal. It can handle that. It's made to support some weight up there. I wasn't necessarily made to carry that 44-pound backpack all day. So think of it this way. I'm going to shift gears here just a little bit. And think of maybe projects that you need done for yourself, for your family. Whether it be maybe building new construction or repairs around the house or around the farm or maybe even repairing your vehicle. I know there's some mechanics here and I know there's some construction workers here. But in general, a lot of people, they will hire someone, especially if you kind of get in over your head. I mean, that's kind of me. I can do some construction and some mechanic work, but I have my limitations. So it really, when I hire a professional to do something like that for me, the best thing for me to do is hire them to do it and then just leave it with them, all right? Just let them take care of it, stay out of their way, and they can do their job very well, all right? So that can apply to us as well, that, again, the best place for me to be is out of their way. They're the professionals, all right? And then where we actually drop our control of the situation, what we hired them for. Can you imagine? Think about this just for a little bit. So in our relationship with the Lord, say we have a burden, okay? We got this burden here, and we're like, Lord, this is really too heavy for me, so I'm just going to drop it off, but then I just kind of linger there. You see what I'm doing? I'm actually still hanging on to the backpack. I still have some control. You know, when we ask the Lord, and we roll it on the Lord, that means we let loose of it, okay? Just like we would with any type of load, like you're putting a load on an animal or a load on a trailer or whatever, you don't continue hanging on to part of it. Things are going to happen that shouldn't happen, okay? So just like this backpack, I release control of it, all right? I leave it there, okay? So thinking of a couple of things this morning, I know, and I don't think I'm alone in this, I'm sure we all have things in life that it's easy to fret and worry about, and it ends up being a load that burdens us down. For instance, even recently there were some things I was thinking about in the future, things, you know, having to deal with certain things, and I was kind of playing this what-if game in my mind, like, you know, what if this happened or that happened, and then I start kind of worrying and fretting, like, oh, well, this happens, then this might happen. And then before long, I'm just kind of burdened down thinking, man, this could turn out really bad, you know. I'm like, that's not a healthy place to be in. I was really getting burdened, like, man, oh, boy. And then maybe this could happen. And I kind of, you know, fretting and worrying about this and this scenario. And then, you know, the Lord paid me a little visit and said, I can take that for you. And his point was, the Lord is saying, I can handle that. And so I had a choice to make. I could continue hanging on to this load and say, nah, Lord, I got this, you know. And yet, the longer I carry it, I'm just going to tell you guys, this kind of gets me out of breath if I was to walk quickly up here. But, you know, spiritually speaking, we can wear ourselves out saying, oh, no, Lord, I'm not going to bother you with that. It's not that big a deal. And yet, we continue to carry it. And it wears us down. And look, my hands are tied up dealing with this heavy burden. I can't do anything. I can't do much else. You know, I can wave, but no, I got to carry my burden. When the Lord wants us to roll it on Him, okay? And then not just continue to like, well, maybe I could help you a little bit. You know, like, I'll give you a few pointers, Lord. Do you give your mechanic pointers? You understand the point? We could try. Like, how would a mechanic appreciate that if we keep calling the store up saying, hey, you know what? You need to try this. You need to do this. And have you done this? And they're most likely going to say, do you want your car back, like, right now? Or do you want me to fix it? In other words, just leave them alone. And that's the same with the Lord. We can release our burdens, roll them on the Lord, okay, and let Him handle it, all right? So thinking of these thoughts this morning, you know, sometimes we can get burdened down with whatever kind of load of care it is. And it's like the more our burdens or our pain consume us, the more they control us. Think about that a little bit. But just like, for instance, I could, kind of like what I demonstrated earlier, I have this burden, and I'm carrying this burden. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to roll it on you. And then I roll it on the Lord. But then I can continue, kind of linger there and be consumed with it. Like, no, actually, no. Like a second thought and it be consumed. And all the while, I'm not improving the situation, okay? Until, again, I totally release it, all right? And then I don't have to be consumed with it always on my mind. And that's all that I want to talk about, or that's all I want to react to, or that's all I want to think about. But when I've left it in the Lord's hands, I've rolled it off on Him, and I release it there, it's not consuming me anymore. I'm free to do whatever else. That's what the Lord made us to be free, folks. Not to be in bondage, of course, with sin, but we're talking about just everyday life here this morning. That we can be consumed with all kinds of things that burden us down and hinder us from doing what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to be free of those things. So we can roll those burdens on Him. Okay? So, now, the second part. I'll write the rest of the title on the board. So the rest of the title, the first part of the title I have, roll it on the Lord and leave it there. Easier said than done, of course. But the point is, when we're able to leave it there, just as I left the burden there, the load, I left it in the Lord's hands, I left it there and I walk away from it, that actually helps me again from being consumed with my load and my burden. Because I've left it in the Lord's hands, I left it there, and I carry on with whatever the Lord wants me to do. And I actually want to read the words to a song with that title, Leave It There. This is written by Charles Tinley over 100 years ago, back in 1906. It's an old hymn, and I'm just going to read the verses and the chorus real quick. It says, if this world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in his word how he feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And the chorus reads, leave it there, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And then there's a few more verses I'll read quickly here. It says, if your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair, Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. When your enemies assail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget that God is in heaven, answers prayer. He will make a way for you and will lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And the last one, when your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body bends beneath the weight of care, he will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. So thinking of the words of that song and the verses in that song mentions several things. It could be our burdens or our loads could be, again, our health, our finances, your enemies, your age. Now, that could even be young, teenager, middle age, adult, because honestly, every phase and stage of life has its challenges. Every one. And sometimes those things can consume us because there's the unknown ahead. We're like, I don't know what's going to happen. And again, it's easy to play that what if game, okay? And that what if game is nothing but carrying that load, all right? Because the what if means you're trying to predict what's going to happen. You're leaving God out of the equation. You're trying to like say, well, but this might happen, so I'm going to have to prepare for this and do this and this. Now, yes, God wants us to use wisdom, but the point is we can't solve everything. We can't fix everything, okay? So the best thing to do is to roll it on the Lord and leave it there, okay? So again, in life, there are frustrations that come along, and I'll speak of one of those here in a little bit. Guilt, you realize guilt can be a load and a burden that we weren't meant to carry either, okay? Grief is another one. That yes, we do have a grief process, and God allows us to grieve. But after a long period of time, grief, if we allow it, can actually crush us and weigh us down, where we can leave that with the Lord as well. Other things I mentioned earlier, worries of the future, whether it's our personal life or maybe the world conditions. Again, you can think about things going on in the world and be consumed with it, and that's all we think about. And we start picking that burden up again, and it weighs us down, and that's we're consumed with it. Folks, it's not healthy. Lord, help us. And there's other things. Just as I mentioned earlier, just the unknowns, because all of us have those. So the question is, how do we leave it there? How do we actually do that? How do we leave it there? So first point is, and I'll demonstrate it here. It's very simple, but we have to make a conscious, intentional decision. The first step in rolling it on the Lord and leaving it there is simply releasing it, all right? Releasing it. We're releasing control. We're no longer hanging on to it, okay? And to realize that it's too heavy. It's weighing me down. I can't handle it all. And it consumes me, and that's all I can think about. That's all I can talk about. And to realize that when I release it, I'm actually releasing it into better hands. Don't you think God's hands are more capable than ours? Of course they are. So then the second part of how do we leave it there? Simply, we don't pick it up again. And that sounds easier than it really is. Simply, just leave it there. don't go back. And to realize that, you know, it's too heavy. And again, we weren't made, and I've brought this point out many times before, but as sheep of the shepherd, we are God's sheep. He's the shepherd. Sheep were not made to carry burdens, okay? Oxes were, but we're not oxen. You understand the point? In the scriptures, we are the sheep, okay? And we're led by the gentle shepherd, okay? So we're not made to carry these loads to begin with. But again, the rest of this, how do we leave it there? To realize it's really not worth it, that every time I go back and pick it up or just kind of hang on to it, that's what I become consumed with, and I can't accomplish much else. And that I don't have the freedom. And so I realize that I must relax in the Lord's hands and just let go, okay, and leave it in his hands. And if I was to pick it up again, how would that really help the situation? Just like with the mechanic. If I was to keep going back to the shop saying, hey, let me go out there and help you and try to put my hands on that ratchet. And he's like, get out of here. I need to be doing the work. I'm like, well, let me just kind of, can I do this for you? And like, he's like, no, just let me do the work. All right. And it'll get done. It'll get done properly. Okay. But here's another point of how we can leave it there. And it's as if the Lord wants our attention to be focused on something else. Not be focused on this burden that once consumed us, but then start focusing on the Lord and what God has done for us. How the Lord helped us release the burden and to leave it there, and how much freer we are, and how the Lord is helping us then with the task at hand, where he's helping us move forward and to grow and develop and all those things where we're not being consumed with that burden. So then it's with thanksgiving and praise. We're like, oh, thank you, Lord, that I can walk around and work efficiently and do things you want me to do. I'm not burdened down with this thing that gets me out of breath and wears me out, okay? And so when we're thankful for these things and expressing that gratitude, I'll put it this way. Lord, help us to practice thankful more than the burden. And what I mean by that is that we want to talk about the Lord and being grateful for what he has done rather than talk about my pet burden. Does that make sense? Because honestly, I'll say it this way. We've all experienced it. When we are burdened down with something, of course we're going to talk about it. We are humans. We have to have the interaction. I'm not saying we can't talk about it. But what the devil wants us to do is to be blinded in our hearts, minds, thinking there is no hope. I can never get rid of this burden, and I'm going to carry this the rest of my life. That's a lie from Satan, folks. And we can be consumed with that, where that's all we want to talk about. That's all we think about. That's all we react to, is this burden. When the Lord's saying, just roll it on me and leave it there, child, sheep. Just leave it in my hands, the Lord is saying. Well, so practicing being thankful helps you to be more aware of what God has already done for you. Say, thank you, Lord. You relieved me of that heavy burden that I was sure tired of carrying around. Okay? So I want to read a scripture here in Philippians to tie this in with that thought. In Philippians, the 4th chapter, and it's verses 6 and 7. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. It says, be careful for nothing, which means don't be anxious, overly anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So think about this. Not only is Apostle Paul saying here, don't be overly anxious, but he wants us to bring our burdens to the Lord, because that's what he says. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, he wants us to bring our things to the Lord. He wants us to bring our burdens. And so here we come. All right, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming, Lord. And he's saying, okay, talk to me, child. Talk to me, little sheep. Let's talk about this burden you're carrying. And so we talk to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, this is too much. I don't know what to do with this. And can you help me with this? He's like, yes, let's work through this. And ultimately, he says, I want you to lay it down. Roll it on me. So when we do that, all right, then we roll it on the Lord. We're talking with the Lord. He says, just let me have it, child. Okay. He says, no, just let go. Okay. All right. I'll let go. And then we can, with thanksgiving, say, thank you, Lord, for taking my burden away. And when we do that, it says, in everything with prayer, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the result of that is, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So what happens then is we get the peace which passeth understanding. All right? In other words, that's the result of leaving or rolling our burden on the Lord. Okay? Roll it on the Lord. And leaving it there, okay, then that's when, and we walk away from that saying, thank you, Lord, for helping me through that. And thank you, Lord, that you're so able and so capable. And thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for me now, okay? And then the peace starts coming. It's like, wow, I can rest. I can relax. And I have a peace flood over me. Where it's like, Lord, it's in your control. He's the professional. He's the professional construction worker, mechanic, whatever you want to call it, to fix the problems that we have, the burdens, and we dump it off at his shop, so to speak, and say, okay. And I have such a peace, like, you know what? He has a wonderful track record. Doesn't the Lord have a wonderful track record? You know, just like you find faithful, like I said, repairmen or folks that repair things for you, and they always do a great job, you always go back to them. They're faithful. They do their job well. And how do they do that? You leave it there with them. And you're grateful for it, okay? And you have a peace about it that they got it all under control. It's in great hands. So, let's share a little story, a little personal story. So, recently had a business interaction with a company, and it was one of those frustrating ones. So I'm not going to go in a lot of detail, but we'll just say there were several phone calls and trips to the store made, several interactions, a lot of conversations, and the long and short of it is what should have been a one-stop event has turned into 2 or 3 days, and then 4 days, and it's just been strung out. Miscommunication, misunderstandings, lack of understanding. I mean, there's all kinds of things that goes along with all this. And it was starting to get very frustrating. So, anyway, so the last trip I made to the business there, I had a conversation with a couple of the gentlemen there, and to my surprise, which I was calm, and I told them the whole story, what was happening, because it was supposed to be resolved this day, which was still 2 days later, and everything was supposed to be resolved that day. Well, it couldn't be. And so I'm explaining the whole situation to them, went through the whole deal, and they just, both young men just kind of stood there, and they, okay, just listen to me, and they're very patient, and then they kind of apologized for, you know, all the misunderstanding, miscommunication. There were other employees involved that weren't there, and so I kind of just lay it all out, and so the conclusion of it was, they're like, well, it's still going to be another 2 days before we can finalize this, and I'm like, okay, I kind of figured that might have been what was going to happen, and so we finished the business there, we finished talking, and as I get up and starting to walk out, he says, well, thank you for coming in, and, you know, we'll look forward to working with you here in a couple days. And that whole process, and as I'm walking out, I turn back and say, oh, well, thank you, you know. And but, you know, when I walked out the door, there was something about And it was as if the Lord kind of spoke to me and saying, it's going to be okay. You know, I was getting kind of worked up over it, kind of frustrated because it was just a long, drawn-out process and a lot of things didn't go well. But there was something about when I started reflecting on what just happened, you know, the Lord just, he kind of reminded me, he's like, you know, those young men were really kind to you. They were really patient. They let you tell the whole story, and they were very kind to you and very polite and accommodating. And then they told, you know, thanks for coming in. And they didn't have to do that. I'm sure we've all had interactions with businesses where they're not that way. But these gentlemen were. And I'm like, and I started reflecting. I'm like, you know what? That was great. And like, you know, it's all going to be okay. I mean, there's nothing I can do to change it anyway. And so when I started you could say it this way. It's like I left the burden there, although I didn't leave it with them necessarily. But in my mind, I left it with the Lord. Say, Lord, you've got this. I don't need to keep picking this back up and just stirring the pot and just like, this is my pet burden and my pet load, and I'm going to tell everybody about it. We can do that. And I've been guilty of it too. But Lord, help us to roll it on the Lord and then leave it there. And then focus and be thankful what God has done. It just that simple little thing that God just revealed to me is like, you know, I could be appreciative. Those young men treated me well. Yeah, I was aware of that. It's a tiny little thing. And folks, that's just a little temporal example. But there's much bigger things that I know we all deal with that are more challenging and perhaps more consuming. But it doesn't change the fact that we weren't made, folks, to carry that burden, okay? We were made to roll it on the Lord and leave it there, okay? So, in conclusion, as I've already demonstrated with that backpack, when I'm walking around with it, does that keep me in a mode of peace? Just think about it. When I'm carrying this load, I'm feeling the weight of it. It's right here. And it's like, folks, don't you see my load? You see what I'm saying? And we're just, I'm being real right now, okay? That we can be this way. And because we're human. And we're just like, don't you see my load, folks? This is like, this is heavy. This is wearing me out. And then we talk about it, and it's okay to talk about it. But the Lord is saying, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto who? Unto God, okay? Again, we're humans. We need each other. I'm not trying to take anything away from that. But there comes a point where we can be consumed with ourselves and with our burden, and that's all we want to talk about. And you're like, well, see, can't you tell? It's like, it is big. And the best thing for us to do is, oh, I'm tired of that. And then release it. Let the Lord have it. And thinking of dropping that load, we can walk away from that load and say, thank you, Lord. You visited me again. You showed me what I needed to change, what I needed to release, what I needed to roll up on you, whatever it is. And the Lord is faithful to reveal those things to us and to talk with us. And we have the privilege to bring those requests, to ask the Lord for help. And we have the privilege also to release our burden up on the Lord and roll it on Him. And folks, that's when it brings us peace, okay? It's a very simple little thought here this morning, but I'm hoping that this little physical demonstration, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going to forget this because I can feel that load every time I pick it up. And folks, let me tell you something. If you've rolled your burden and your cares upon the Lord and you've left it there, you can go back to it. That's a choice. Or you can choose, be very intentional, say, no, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you that you've helped me release that. I'm going to leave it there, Lord. So that's my little challenge here this morning, that we be encouraged, first of all, to roll our burdens and cares upon the Lord, okay? And that we strive to practice this in everyday life with the big things, the little things, roll it on the Lord and leave it there. And that's when the peace will come. You pray for me, I'll be faithful to Him. Amen.